Hey, is this Eric?
Yes.
Hey, Eric, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. So I wanted to go over your file and what we can do for you right now, okay?
Okay, sure.
And you haven't signed any loan documents recently with that other company, correct?
Not yet, but tomorrow morning is coming up.
All right, but you're
Thank
not.
you to your all for letting me know that.
Absolutely. Look, I don't know the company you're working with, so my goal is more long term. We offer two different loans here, so I want to kind of give you an idea of what we could do for you. I also had a question for you. Did you have a lease with a company called Financial Pacific Leasing called FinPac in the past for equipment?
Financial Pacific.
Did you finance or lease any equipment in the past?
But yes, but it's not under my name.
Okay, what company did you find? Who? What did you finance?
Because I don't know the company name. His name is Bruce. He made it.
Were you a
Bruce.
signer on this?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't with that.
There's some kind of history with either you or the company that they're claiming there's a bad account with. So I'm not sure what's going on that side, but I wanted to go over, I think, what I can offer you right now, okay? And I'm gonna put you on a brief hold while I bring this up. It's about 30 seconds to a minute, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Hey, Eric.
Yes.
All right, so let's kind of go over your approval that I have for you, and feel free to ask me any questions at any time, okay?
Sure.
Thanks, buddy. So, right now you've been offered a $25,000 loan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to tell you why you've been offered that and what your options are, and then we can go over it. It's better to kind of go over this and give you a good insight so you can understand what's available for your business. So
Sure.
there's two types of loans in our industry for business loans. One is an equipment loan where you're financing based on the equipment. One is called a cash flow based loan, which is the loan you've been offered. Now, we offer both to our customers. How do you know what underwriting means or no?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so when they underwrite the loan, the cash flow loans are very, very what's called liberal with regards to credit. So when they come to credit, they're very, very flexible. Credit's part of it, but they can deal when there's credit issues, okay? With equipment loans, they're heavily weighted on how long the company's been around, but also the credit. But that doesn't mean they're not, many customers get both. Right now, because you're under a 3-year-old business and the credit score is lower, I'm having difficulties qualifying you right now, not necessarily the future, but right now for a traditional equipment loan. What I can approve you for, though, is a working capital loan similar to what you offered, although my terms are going to be a little different, okay? So I want to walk you through what I can offer you, and then you can decide what you'd like to do. So the first thing is, you were offered $25,000. The reason you were offered that amount of money is, there's not a lot of risk for the lender. So when you finance $25,000, because your business does $25,000 per week, there's really no risk. You're going to pay the money back. That's why you got a $25,000 loan. We're willing to take risk. So the approval I have for you is actually can cover the full cost of your machine. I can give you a $55,000 loan. The machine is like $43,000 or $45,000, correct?
Yes, something like that.
Okay, so I don't need you. You can decide what amount you want to borrow, but I can approve you up to $55,000. There's another thing that I want to walk through because my loan is a little different than what you're offered. Have you ever done one of these loans before?
No.
Okay.
Well, so, I got the credit from Square, $11,000. Under my name, I pay back.
Okay, so what people are offering you are called microloans. They're these very small amounts of money, and since they know that it's such a small amount, they'll give it to you. But there's really no risk for them because it's a small amount. It's really not appropriate, in my opinion, for your business. So what I can offer you is, I can offer you a $55,000 loan that's going to make a bigger impact on your business. Now, the loan that you've been approved for, I believe I know the lender that's doing it. Many of these loans aren't really friendly towards customers. And by that I mean, if you want to refinance the loan, you generally don't get a discount for paying it off early. But the only way you really get a discount on a lot of these loans by paying off early is if the money comes from you. So if you refinance a loan with that company or you refinance a loan with another company, you don't get a discount. Let me give you an idea. So let's just say you do your $25,000 loan, you're paying back $30,000, okay? And let's say it's 6 months. So after 3 months, you owe $15,000, okay? But some of that is interest. So a way that a lot of these companies work is, and there's nothing wrong with it, it's just it is what it is. They'll tell you, yeah, if you want to refinance, we'll just take that $15,000 and apply it to your next loan. But basically, you're paying interest on interest. That's not how our loans work. So the way that our loans work is this. We offer refinancing. I'd love to start the relationship and then a few months later refinance you. But I will include in writing in my documents, if I refinance you, that you get a discount by paying off early. If you refinance through us, if you refinance yourself, if you refinance through another bank, it doesn't matter, all right? You get that discount.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Now, the question I'd want you is, do you want me to give you numbers on $55,000, or what would you like me to give you right now?
Yeah. Give it to me just to make sense for me, you know?
Okay. So, and what's your daily right now on your other loan?
$249. I check it out.
Okay.
No, $248.
$248 for 6 months, right?
Right.
For $25,000.
Right.
All right, gotcha. Are you looking for any more money than... Are you looking for any more money or no?
No, I am not looking at the... I am looking at the money, but not the money right. I want to get to this machine, which is the company they refer you.
Correct.
Remember?
Yeah, I know them. So, here's what I can do.
This machine and also one table, my person.
And what's the total going to be?
Okay, total is $38,500 one machine.
Okay.
And then another table, $7,500.
So, we're looking about, is that plus shipping or all in?
All in, installation, installation, everything all in.
Including the shipping?
Right.
So I don't think the $25,000 loan you've been offered really even does anything for you. It doesn't cover it. Because if you take that loan, because you can't, you're not allowed to have multiple loans like this at the same time. You can only choose one. So like if you funded with that company, we couldn't give you this loan. But if you fund that other loan at $25,000, you're going to still need another $20,000, or you're going to need another. Yeah,
there's the main idea. Main idea for me is another twin. I can find that. No problem.
Say that again.
The problem is I want to make it good relationship with the dad.
For growing your business, correct?
Right, right.
Okay.
Main things. That is why I am paying $5,000 debt money, but after the payoff, this money is going to come more. Just the square they offer me right now, $20,000 more. I just finished the square. It was $11,000.
Okay. So you're looking, I like this, you're looking for a real relationship, someone you can count on. Okay, so let me tell you, where are you from originally?
Sorry?
Are you Turkish?
Yes.
Okay, so some of my best customers are actually Turkish. One of my customers owns a quarry in Turkey as well. So let me tell you a little about our company and what we do and kind of the relationship, and I want to kind of get that out of the way. So I had our company's Solid Stone and Services Division. Basically, the funders that I work with are people you probably do business with. So we provide the financing services for Braxton Bragg and Regent Stone Products. Do you know who they are? Do you do business with them?
Yeah, of course. I am buying directly from them, you know.
Who do you work with at Regent and Braxton?
Yeah, I am working with that, but I pay through the account. I pay right away.
Do you know your sales rep's name at any of those companies?
I don't know. Anna knows everything is working with this kind of, you know, we are getting some product from them. You know,
okay.
Online,
yeah, we're on their website, and here's what I'd like to do. If you're looking for a relationship, I like to be really honest with people. I like to treat them the way that I'd want to be treated if I was in their shoes, because I have been in your shoes. Right now, the best loan that you qualify for is a working capital loan because it's based on cash flow. The good part of our loan is that it's a little longer term. It gets you what you need, which is $55,000. If you don't need to borrow that whole amount of money, but I can give you 55. And as you develop the relationship with us, I can kind of address some of the issues on your credit history, guide you through them, and then be your guy and your company that you want to count on for years. Now, with this specific loan, just so you know, I can get you approved and funded by the end of the week. So I want to give you some numbers, and I am going to give you There's certain things that I can and can't do, but I'm going to give you a discount the first time out because I want to assist your business and I want to help the vendor. I've known Penny for like 7 years. I worked with him nonstop. So do you want me to quote you on $45,000 or would you be interested in the whole $55,000?
I mean, it doesn't matter for me. This point right now is $45,000, you know.
Okay. Are you interested? Because I can go up to 55. You can use this money as you see fit. Obviously, you're going to take this money and buy the equipment.
I don't need it anymore, you know, but the $45,000 money, even though I don't need it, send me just if I want to get this machine done, you know?
Okay. That's fair enough. And then hopefully we can do some refinancing for you in the future if you want to go forward, okay? So
sure. Okay.
Here's what I can offer you if you want to do $45,000 flat. It's going to be similar. So right now, your loan, you have a daily payment loan where you're borrowing $25,000 and you're paying back about $32,000. And I'm assuming the company that's working with you, they're also charging you like origination fee of 2%, correct? It's usually like an origination fee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to offer you something that's a little different. It's longer term, and we can take it from there. I can also offer you a 6-month term if you want me to. I don't advise that on this amount of money. So if you want, I can offer you $45,000 over 8 months. So that is 33% longer than your current loan, because 2 out of 6 is 1/3. So this is 2 months longer than a 6-month loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's $45,000. Mm-hmm. The payback I can give you is 59,850 over 8 months. And by the way, this is highly discounted because I want to give you something that makes sense, but I'm not going to insult you with a $20,000 offer. $25,000 doesn't do anything for your business. So the daily on that, is $356 a day. so almost twice as much money, but definitely not twice the payment. I also want to give you the numbers in case you're interested for the full approval, okay? So if you want to do $55,000, give me a second. The payback on that is $72,600.
How much?
$72,600 is the payback if you did 55.
No, it's thank you, Ruben. It's I see it there. The number is growing, you know, but...
oh, yeah, because you're borrowing $10,000 more, so you're just paying a little more than $10,000 back.
I understand, but I don't want to get to this kind of deeper, you know. You understand me, maybe. At the same time...
You want to pay something off quickly, correct?
Yeah, and don't worry about that, you know. If they don't want to give it a leasing, because I'm going to go to the different way. But thank you very much for helping.
So, Eric, before you rush me off the phone, let me just kind of walk you through the process. I'm not your vendor. So, right now, you want to get a long-term loan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, the lease equivalent loan. I don't want to cash flow or something like that.
Okay. So, here's the challenge. And, by the way, I run Bank of Cardiff Stone Division. So, I'm not trying to be arrogant. But if you apply for stone equipment anywhere, you're going to come back to me. If you go to Braxton Bragg, if you go to Regent Stone Products, if you go to Marble Services, if you go to Global Equipment Group, I fund all this stuff. So I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm trying to treat you honestly, okay? So let me tell you what the issue is, and we can go through it and hopefully find another solution for you, all right?
Yeah, so I mean, I am open to the solution. No problem.
Okay. So here's the challenge, okay? You've got a 1.8-year-old business, okay? Your credit score, are you familiar with your credit score?
I don't know, but I don't care also anymore.
But you're asking me for feedback, so let me give you the feedback you need instead of rushing me off the phone.
I know. 580, something like that.
Your credit score is a 580. But here's the issues. Mm-hmm. 580.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the issues. You've got a federal tax lien on your credit for $27,000.
Yes, true.
You've got a judgment from Discover Bank for $4,800 on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what's going on with your credit. HSBC, and I know you're going through a messy divorce right now, correct?
No. It's a reality.
I'm sorry?
That's fine.
No, but there was a divorce that caused the credit issues, correct?
It's alright. It's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you the facts. So right now, Midland Funding, a collection company, has a collection they bought from HSBC that's a little more than $2,000.
Uh-huh.
There's that HSB account for $12,000. There's a Hunter Warfield account for $6,000. It was from a company called 21, which is a lot of money. So I know what happened here. I know someone ruined your credit, and it's not your fault. I know you're a serious business owner because you do $100,000 a month in business. You pay your bills. And it sounds like there's some dispute on these credit cards, like there's the Capital One, the Discover, the HSBC, and that all comes from a messy divorce, correct?
Right.
Okay.
For this number right now, this number, my personal, this number is getting smaller than for my business right now, okay? For the future I am talking about. It's not really, really, it doesn't affect my business right now. I don't care so much about that, you know.
Okay, you don't care. But you're trying to don't talk through me because I'm giving you the information you need. I don't care if you fund a loan with us, but I'm trying to give you the information you need because everyone's just trying to sell you a product, and I'm actually taking the time, and I don't have to take the time. So let me walk you through what's available for your business, okay?
Sure.
Right now, loans are based on a few basic facts. We're a lender, we work with other lenders. We sent your loan to two other lenders with us. They claim that they have a charge-off on a lease from a Financial Pacific Leasing associated with your account. Feel free to call this company. I don't make this stuff up. There's not a huge market right now to give startup companies, a startup company is anyone that's under 3 years old, funding. The only way you can usually qualify for an equipment loan for startup funding, and you're about to sign documents with someone else, so I know you have a need for capital, so we can just cut the games. But to qualify for a long-term loan is anything over a year and a half. For a new company, you usually have to have good credit. And that's usually at least a 675 or above. Once in a while, we can make exceptions and go up to 600. But you have a federal tax lien. So here's what I can tell you. You can tell me to F off, which is fine. People tell me all the time. And you can call 18 people and apply. And you're going to deal with a lot of salespeople, and they're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you that you're going to be approved. They're going to have you play all these games. They're going to run your credit. Or you can deal with me. I'm going to treat you how I would want to be treated. I've got an approval for you for 55 grand. I'm giving you a massive discount. I'm giving you an 8-month term, although I can do 6 months. If you want to borrow the money over 6 months, you're going to pay less. If you want to borrow the money over 8 months, you're going to pay more, and I can give you 55 grand. I think it's a solution to help you get the saw. You're going to develop some business credit, and then in the future, when your credit, as you develop that relationship with us, you can probably get more loans from us. If you pay us, we're going to give you more loans. If you don't pay us, we're not going to give you more loans. I think that's a better solution than you just trying to like find something out there. Just to give you an idea, if you wanted to do it, which I'm fine doing it, I could probably give you a loan where you borrow $45,000 and over 6 months, you pay back about 56 grand, which is a very fair deal for an unsecured loan. But you have to qualify on an unsecured loan basis due to the credit. That's the program that's appropriate for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Ruben, if we got to talk about that later, I'm going to keep it to your phone number. I will call you back. But I'm going to get to the dispatcher maybe a different way if they don't give it to me. I'm going to get to the call signer or something like that.
I can answer those questions. So are you going to, because I know you're applying with someone else, so I'd like the opportunity to help your business. Are you going to get a cash loan from someone else? Because my rates are cheaper, just so you know.
I'm not going to, maybe I will get it because you are the late right now. It doesn't matter so much. I listened to you. I called you. Most of the reason is to get to the accumulated leasing loan under.
Okay, you can't qualify. The best product you can qualify for right now.
No. Completely understand. No problem about this issue.
But
I understand
if
that.
But that's a product, just so you know. There's customers that have way bigger revenues that I work with that use this product to buy equipment. I have a customer in Florida who had the same situation, and they have a $6 million year company, but they had some credits thing, so that's the product they used. You're trying to like take this, you're dead set about, here's the equivalent. You sell granite and stone and marble and all that good stuff, right?
Right.
You have a customer who's walking into you, and they're demanding to pay the same price for granite, but they want to buy Carrara marble, okay? You have customers that come in, they want to buy quartzite. They want to pay quartzite prices, but they want Carrara marble. And you know that just won't happen, correct?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, and you deal with this stuff all day where people are insane. And they say, well, it's $10 a square foot installed. And you say, no, it's not. So here's the truth. I'm not going to push you because I'm not going to be that guy. It's just not in my nature. I've got you approved for a $45,000 loan. Not only can I cover the full cost of the equipment with this loan, I can go up to $55,000. I can give you a discount for paying off early. I can offer you refinancing. And my loan will be cheaper than the loan you currently have on the table.
I cannot pay you this money for 8 months. His number is growing and more deeper for me. I just looked at my number. Even though I am paying right now, I'm going to pay you I'm going to get $25,000. Why I am giving this money? I want to tell you exactly what I am thinking, Ruben.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to listen.
I am getting this money to, when I am pay off, people, they are going to offer me bigger money.
Okay.
And that's 100% I am sure.
Okay.
When I started the 1 year, 1.5 year ago, this business, I don't have any credit because of my personal problem, right?
Yeah, so you're just trying to develop a relationship.
You're right, exactly.
Okay, so here's the answer. Eric, if you want to do that, we're the bank that services the entire granite industry. You're in the granite and stone industry. Do you want to start with a bank that actually focuses on that industry or a random company? I can give you 20. You don't have to borrow 45 or 55,000 from us. I'll give you 10,000 if you want to start a relationship. I'll give you 5.
Ruben, it's already, I got it. All everything is finished. You know? They are going to send you money. I was holding today for you. Okay?
That's why I keep on getting you approved. So, yeah, hold on. You told me you haven't signed documents. Have you signed documents or have you not signed documents?
I mean, I signed out to this paper about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't ask for the money until the, you know, I didn't, I was thinking about the, how is it going and everything.
Look, if you want to, so Eric, you didn't tell me that, brother. You told me you didn't sign documents. I can ask you questions and you can tell me the answer that I need. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
if you
but
told
I
me,
am checking. Yeah, I understand. Sorry about this. I am checking your offer.
Okay, so here's what I can do for you.
But, also, one thing is you never forget that. I didn't call you for that. I called
you. I never said you did.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, we offer that product too, and that's what you can qualify for. That's all I'm telling you. You can't qualify for an equipment loan because of the credit. You've got a tax lien. You've got a tax lien and charge on credit cards.
Yeah, I will get it to the loan. But any place, I will get it to the loan. It's even the some company, they are selling the machine here. They are gonna give it to term to me 5-6 months day to day.
Okay, I don't sell the equipment. That's I don't have that power, Eric.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yeah. But I want to tell you something very simple. So, I am not taking the money from you, but you can help me. One thing is very open. I am real. You can help me to get the machine as a co-signer with my company and co-sign. Is it possible or not? I'd like to give it to you, business to you.
Okay. Eric, your credit has major issues, brother. A co-signer won't necessarily solve these problems. I will not turn your business I won't turn your business away, but I don't think it would help too much. It might. It may be. But, you know, here's the truth, right? If you has your loan, what I would do is this. If you can stop, I would hang up the phone with me. If you can stop your loan from funding, stop your loan from funding, and I can give you what you need. Because if you need this machine for $45,000, this $25,000, it's not going to solve anything for you. Forget about interest. Screw interest. It doesn't matter. No, let me talk. It doesn't matter. Your $25,000, I don't care if you do $1 million a month. I have customers that do $10 million a month. I have customers that do $10,000 a month. I treat everyone the same. The $20,000 you're doing just for you to build credit, it doesn't help you get this machine, and that's the bottom line.
Sorry, Ruben. I am not talking to you. Thank you very much.
I can help you with the cosigner, but it's not going to necessarily do everything. Are you aware, though, with what if you what? This here's the only thing I can tell you. If you want to, I want to help you, man, but I don't want to sell you. I'm not here to sell you on a product. I'm not one of these pushy sales guys. I'm here to tell you the truth. A lot of people in our
If you are ready with the cosigner to help me,
you can send it over. But I can't promise you. You're asking me to promise you something, and I'm not allowed to do that.
No. You don't need a promise. We will check it out.
I can tell you what a cosigner you need, so you should write this down, because it's not just the cosigner. So what you need to know is this.
Email to me, please.
Well, I don't have your email. I only have your girl's email.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's
so fine. The question is this. Who would the cosigner be? What's their relationship to you?
I don't find anybody, but I will find out.
All right, so but here's the thing. There's different rules with different cosigners. So there's certain programs that have family members as cosigners. There's other programs that have people that work at the company. We generally can't accept friends. I know what happens, Eric, and I'm very aware of this, so don't take it the wrong way, and don't think that we don't want to earn your business. We do. But I know a lot of people are in...
Specific problem is I got it. Because of the debt, I had a problem. I know what are you talking about.
What is it? What is it? What kind of equipment?
It's the Pacific. You know the Pacific. You talk about
Financial Pacific.
Yes. That guy got it. He used my stock, my company.
Did someone steal your identity?
Huh?
Did someone basically steal your identity?
No. It was a relationship. He says, I am going to be partner with you. His name is Bruce. And then...
Oh.
he bought it. They sold the machine. It's not even to disappear everything, you know?
So he was a shady guy. He was a shady guy.
Right, and then I pay a lot of money. Most of the money I pay.
Are you aware of what that they put that on the business credit, or that they show that as a charged off lease, or no?
I wasn't. I just got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. I'm trying to give you the information you need. So that information is showing up regarding your history that you have a lease you signed for that wasn't paid. So here's
how much is this money left over?
They don't tell me.
Huh?
They don't tell me.
They don't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, here's
the...
They won't give me your information because I'm not you. That's the thing, right? So here's the thing, right? And I know you probably get calls all the time with people who try to offer you cash loans, correct? You probably get calls all the time?
Yeah, all the time. Maybe.
Yeah, look. I know what's going on. My customers, and I'm going to let you go after a minute. My customers, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to help your business. I know you get calls nonstop. These salespeople are very, very aggressive, correct? They kind of push you to do
right.
the loan, right?
Exactly.
And I'm sure
exactly.
whoever you signed documents with 2 weeks ago has probably been calling you every day trying to have you fund the loan, correct?
I don't know. Maybe 1 year already they are calling after this, you know. A Square,
okay.
If they give it to me, is $11,000 first.
No, but not
right?
Square. The other company that you have $20,000 with, they keep on pressuring you to do the loan, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And look, I know that because that's what happens to my customers. Here's the truth. I can't make our company, I can't make Bank of Cardiff give you money. But all I can do is treat you fairly and tell you the truth, which I'm sure you appreciate, correct?
Right.
Yeah, you can only tell people the truth. If they don't like the truth, that's fine. I'd love to help you out. Right now, if you want to get me a co-signer, just give me a call. Tell me who that person is and how they relate to your business. I can't promise that I'll give you the loan because I don't make that decision here, but I can do my best.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
I also have you approved for a $55,000 cash loan. And even though you do not like that product, you don't want to do it, it might be the best point of your business. It might be the solution that solves this gap. Sometimes in the stone business, a lot of my customers use temporary situations. I know you want a 5-year loan. I can understand that. But I know you don't want a 2-month loan. Is the 8-month loan a good loan? Probably not. Does it get you the saw? Yes, it does. And also, just so you know, I can run the numbers for you. Your loan that you have right now, you're borrowing $25,000 and you're paying back about $32,000 plus with fees. I can give you a $25,000 loan and have you pay back $29,000 over 6 months. So I can make your loan cheap. Your loan,
yeah, right.
I'm sorry?
Yes. I have a question.
Sure.
If you give it to the $25,000 to me, I can get, because I put the sign over there, if you give it to $25,000 loan to me, you can give it to $29,000 same time with this company?
So that's the question, right? If you can't usually have multiple loans at the same time, so you have to choose one.
Uh-huh.
You have
okay.
to choose one. All I want to do is
okay.
help your business and treat you right. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, in this case, you need to wait another, you know, 4 or 5 months?
No, you can apply. I mean, you can apply whenever you want. We can also, so if that loan's funded, you can do what's called a payoff, so if you want to pay off that loan and get a discount, we can give you the money you need. I mean, we can also use some of the money to pay them off.
Okay, if you guarantee it to me, all right, I will.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to guarantee anything to you, but so let's kind of square it one. I'll get back to you later today at this phone number, and I'll let you know what our numbers will be on $25,000. Also on a larger amount. Here's the problem, the question I would ask you, because I don't want to screw you over here. It's not what I do. If we give you $25,000, does that do anything for your business?
Okay, this $25,000, let me exactly, maybe you can understand. This $25,000 doesn't help me to get to the machine, but the only thing is going to bring to the good credit to the company, all right?
Okay.
And then second thing I am thinking about to make it better credit to the company, all right? If I am not trying to school to people to get the advantage or disappear, I want to stay in the business, all right, growing. Because also, how my personal credit hurting me right now. You know that. That you see. And that is
I know that stuff happens.
Yeah. That is why I am trying to make a better relationship with the everybody.
Okay.
And my check is trying, when I go to the check, I can buy this machine tomorrow, every month, $6,000-$7,000 with the payment methods. All right? Another machine, not your friend.
So it sounds like what you want to do is you want to develop some credit so then you can get something in the future. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay,
right.
But you gotta be honest with me so I make sure I can understand your file, because I'm not going to tell you to pay off the loan and put you in a bad situation. Has your other loan funded? Has this $25,000 you got, has it funded? Has the money in your account? Have you started making payments?
No.
Okay. So here's the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your loan hasn't funded, your loan hasn't funded. I can tell you how these loans fund because I know how they work. You said you signed documents, correct? All
right.
The last step of these loans is they call you to verify the terms. From what I understand, what?
They did.
All right. When did that call take place?
Today is 11:30 traffic law.
Okay. So your loan funded. Did you get?
I don't have money yet.
Did they tell you the loan's funded?
No, they didn't tell me anything. Just they check it out that they got all the information. Am I right? Am I telling you true or not?
Okay. All right. So I think what you need to do is, it's no point because they're going to hit you up for all that interest, right? So if you borrow 25 and you pay back 30, you paying them back and then borrowing money from me, it doesn't do anything for your business. It's me selling you a useless product. It's not going to help you. So the only thing that can help you actually is getting more money at a better rate. So what I'll do is I'm going to talk to my credit guy. He'll be back in about 20 minutes, and I'll see what is the maximum loan amount I can do at the minimal interest rate, give you a call back in a couple hours, and then at least you can make a decision.
Okay, how are we going to make it? You say they're going to fund us with money.
What?
But you told me after this process they are going to.
I don't know. I don't work for the company. I don't work for the company you work for. If they funded the loan, you'd have to pay them off. But let me get you some numbers in about 20-30 minutes and give you a call. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. I'm hopefully going to help you out here. Bye bye.